A film from Ethiopia caught our attention recently, and not just because Angelina Jolie is behind it. Defret is set on Ethiopia's vast rolling plains, a rural area with many people holding fast to customs and traditions, like abducting girls to be brides. That's the moment in Defret when the protagonist, a 14-year-old girl, is snatched by local men on horseback to become the bride of one of them. It's based on the true story of 14-year-old Abiraj Bekele. She attended a rural school and helped her family herd cattle. We're going to hear from the film's producer, Meret Mandefro, but first, Maza Ashenafi. She's an Ethiopia-based lawyer who, in real life, came to Bekele's defense after the girl was charged with murder for shooting her abductor. Ashenafi says the case sparked a national dialogue in Ethiopia.
People started to talk about abduction as if it happened for the first time because nobody contested this tradition before this specific case. It was given, and especially in the southern and western part of the country, women have been abducted for years. This case sort of opened up a discussion and a dialogue.
In real life, local law dictated the death penalty for your client, this 14-year-old girl who killed her abductor in self-defense. How close did Bekele actually come to being executed?
When she killed the person, they were arguing whether she should be killed and instantly buried with the to-be husband, because that is what the tradition dictates. But I think on that specific day, she was very lucky because local militia arrived and he said, we shouldn't be killing this girl, we should be taking her to the police station.
Meret, I want you to tell us a bit about this amazing 14-year-old Ethiopian girl who was cast as Hirut, the lead.
Yeah, her name is Tizita Hagere, and this was a first-time actor. She was the hardest role for us to find in casting this film. We looked at about 3,000 people to find her, and actually about 2 weeks out before we were supposed to shoot, we still had not found her, and the director and I were considering delaying production. And as a last-ditch effort, the director had heard about an old theater actor who was giving workshops in an old school. As luck would have it, the school was the director's old elementary school, actually.
Wow.
And there in his old seventh grade class was Tizita in her second week of an acting workshop.
Incredible.
And it was immediate. He saw her and he knew right away that that was her.
I read that because there were no local film labs, a messenger had to hand deliver the film to India each day and then return to the set with the dailies. Is that still the case?
Yeah, Ethiopia doesn't have film labs, so the decision to make that happen logistically is incredibly challenging, also because of, you know, visas and runners, but like convincing customs not to x-ray our film each time was challenging. It meant that our DP, Monica, shot blind sometimes.
Yeah, so how common is kidnapping women, girls for marriage today in Ethiopia?
Unfortunately, abductions have been creeping up on the rise again. I don't know if you'd like to add anything.
Yeah. If you take the southern part of our country, still about 20% of marriages take place through abduction. And this has to stop, and this should not be tolerated at all.
Meret Mandefro is the producer of the new film Defret. Attorney Maza Ashenafi is the founder of the Ethiopian Women Lawyers Association. Thanks very much to both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Check out the trailer for Defret at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.